Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. These Fridays just kind of roll right along, and quickly, too, as a matter of fact. With us in studio is our good friend Jeff Pitts. He is from City View, and why is he here? Because with City View, they know what to do.
We do.
All weekend. Yeah, you do. Hey, Jeff, what's going on, man?
A lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend.
Do you ever rest? I mean, you're out there scouring the pages, finding things to do. Do you ever just like say, I'm not doing anything this weekend?
No.
you wouldn't be the lifestyle guy if you were just kind of sitting on the couch.
Exactly.
What do you got for us?
This weekend, Saturday, tomorrow, watch out, Des Moines. Here comes the U.S. Navy.
Really?
Ahoy. The U.S.
Ahoy. Hi, matey.
The U.S. Navy band, the Sea Chanters, is coming to town.
The Sea Chanters?
Yep, that's right. Des Moines, one of... You do that well. Let's hear a little bit more.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
I like it. Yeah. You stick your show on the road.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is on the road. It's all over the road.
Des Moines, one of 18 cities in 8 states to be treated to a visit by the official chorus of America's Navy.
Nice.
It'll be at Roosevelt High School Saturday, tomorrow at 7.
I wonder how many people are in the Navy chorus. I mean, if it's a big group or...
I would think so.
Yeah. How nice.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
It sounds really
and
neat.
And this is going to be where?
Now it's at Roosevelt High School at 7 o'clock.
All right.
Tomorrow Saturday. Night at 7. Yep. Also tomorrow night, the Barnstormers.
It's Saturday night. The Barnstormers.
At the well.
Yeah, boy.
Offering free tickets to local first responders. So, you know, if you're in
first
fire.
Responder,
yep.
Right.
Hopefully they won't be as charitable to the Colorado Crush who they're playing.
Are we in the finals?
No, it's not that yet. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Right.
But this is going to be in Urbandale.
No, this will be at...
Wells Fargo?
Wells Fargo, right. The Barnstormers.
I'm sorry. The
indoor,
Barnstormers.
Indoor football. You're thinking Bucks.
I was thinking Bucks. Yeah,
yep,
I'm sorry.
Yep. No, this is the Barnstormers.
Duh.
The Indoor Arena League team. Giddy up all weekend long. Des Moines Springfest Horse Show.
Jacobson Center?
Yeah, that's right. You know. I don't have to tell you. You don't even need me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I do. So it is the Jacobson Center.
Yeah, at the fairgrounds,
right?
Yep. Horse show featuring American saddlebred horse and hackney ponies.
Nice.
All children are invited to participate in the stick horse class.
Stick horse?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't eat as much.
Really?
No. Yeah, I used to have horses.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
What was your first horse's name?
My first horse's name was Missy.
Missy?
Little bay filly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
That's neat.
Goes back a long time
ago. Long time ago. Yeah. Also this weekend. Well, I mean, most people probably already know this, but the Drake Relays will be here this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Big Blue Mile was out in front of our studio the other day.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
Riding, running, and going crazy.
In case you've been hiding under a rock, it's one of the world's best track
is.
And field meets. Has
big
something
names
for everyone.
Come.
Yep, some big names. So anyway, that's all weekend. There'll also be the beautiful bulldog contest going on.
Of course.
And Olympians. There'll be pole vault. It's going to be neat. Next week, Monday, May 1st is May Day.
You got to get those May baskets out, or the May pole, whatever you wish.
Yeah. History comes to life at Living History Farms. It'll be a self-guided visit where you can find a unique learning environment of seasonal activities and demonstrations about Native Americans and how they grew crops in the 1700s, how farms used oxen to open the prairies in the 1850s, and how horses, more horses, were used to revolutionize agriculture in the 1900s.
So on May Day, they're going to have this demonstration.
Yeah. Yeah, at Living History Farms. You can find out about horsepower.
Real horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever plowed a field with mules or horses?
I can't say that I have.
Have
you?
I have, yeah.
Really? How's it go?
Yeah. It's kind of difficult. You got to know the difference between, I think, what is it? Ho and G, or I can't remember now. Hmm. But yeah. First field I ever plowed was two mules and a single walk behind plow.
Wow.
Yeah. See, I told you I was old.
That sounds busting impossible that sod, to me. Man. Busting the sod. Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, it's another story.
Yeah. Auditions will be held May 1st and 2nd from 7 to 9 at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Indianola for Carousel Theater's Beauty and the Beast.
Ah, there you go.
Be prepared to sing 16 measures of musical theater song, not from the show.
Not 15, not 17, but 16 measures.
That's right. There you go. Are you better at being the beauty or the beast, Michael?
I'm much better at the beast.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I scare everybody.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Nice.
Also this, well, next Thursday, May 4th, Valley Junction kicks off its weekly Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market mm-hmm. adventure
yep.
In West Des Moines at Valley Junction so cool.
It is.
I mean, yeah. Have you been?
Yes.
It's great. I mean, not only the, you know, the produce and all the people that are doing that, mm-hmm. but they got a band going yep. on, and they got a little beer garden happening, and it's yep. just a great place to go. And all the merchants take part, and fun.
It is fun. Yeah, and there's live music every Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the food.
Food is, yeah, it's crazy.
Right.
Farmer's Market.
Maybe they plowed the fields to grow the food.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff mm-hmm. going on in Valley Junction. I mean, the city of West Des Moines gave them $1 million.
Hmm.
And building owners and people that are there, they can apply mm-hmm. for some of these forgivable loans. I think mm-hmm. some of them are forgivable loans hmm. for redoing buildings or stairs or handicap accessibility or signage and all kinds of things. Jim Miller, who happens mm-hmm. to be the executive director of the foundation,
mm-hmm.
Valley Junction Foundation, makes all that possible.
Huh.
There you go.
How about that?
A little business news sneaking into yeah. the old lifestyle section.
Who yeah. says he can't mix business exactly. with pleasure?
Exactly.
So that's it. It's going to be a great week, great weekend. Yep.
So right on through Thursday. You got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Yep.
You didn't do anything on Wednesday.
Nothing on Wednesday. Nothing on Wednesday.
Church night.
Skip Wednesday. Yeah, there right.
You go. All right.
Wednesday's a relax.
Thank you, sir.
You
appreciate
bet.
It. As always, Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, because City View knows what to do, he comes in each and every Friday, kind of gives us a rundown of stuff to do here in the Metro this weekend and beyond. All right. Whew. Can you believe it's already like May?
Hmm. It's hard to believe.
I know. We were just playing tricks on people. April Fools.
That's right.
It's gone. Toast.
Seems like just last month.
I know. It seems like just yesterday. All right. We've got to clear on out of here because it is Friday, and that means the we're going to get to leave. On the controls tonight, as he is each and every night, Tyler Hackenmiller is making sure that everything gets out there for all of us to hear. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, that's our ad agency, and the Des Moines Radio Group, is Mary Sayer. The music you're listening to right this minute was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, and for Jeff Pitts from City View, because they know what to do. They do.
We do.
You do. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We will be back, God willing, 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.